The nature of aging has to do with change, obviously. And the nature of changing phenomena is that they are endlessly fascinating. We get fascinated with that which changes. When it starts to happen to who we think we are, the fascination turns into fear. The first level of change that we have to attend to is the physical nature of change with aging. As I read this list, it'll be very familiar to many of you. Arthritis, neuritis, insomnia, constipation, poor circulation, high blood pressure. I went to the doctor the other day and he said, "Your blood pressure's high." He said, "Would you do whatever you do to lower it?" I said, "What I do to lower it is not visit doctors' offices. That's what I do. It's called the white coat blood pressure." Nervous tension, atrophying muscles, bones breaking easily, motor nerve signals slower, lungs less oxygen, loss of mobility, can't hear as well, can't see as well, run out of steam sooner, days when you feel sick and nauseous, questions about continence. Now, those changes themselves are so fascinating that I can take you to whole societies in the sun in St. Petersburg, for example, where there are hundreds of thousands of people who are endlessly reciting the lists of these changes to each other. Mostly their own fascinate them the most. However, they do listen to each other so that they can give fair hearing, so that they can have time for their own. But you don't say, "How are you?" And that's real, and it's very real, and it's very painful and very confusing, because the body just doesn't do what it used to do, and it does a lot of things it didn't used to do. And while you can see how real that is for those people, when you put in the places of those people who are the same age, now just put on those benches Einstein, Arthur Rubinstein, Pablo Picasso, Rembrandt, George Bernard Shaw, Monet, Chagall, Bob Hope, Grandma Moses, and Margaret Mead. And you can't imagine them sitting around doing that same thing, can you? So it's clearly not age, is it? It's where the mind grabs hold and which changes it focuses on, right? I mean, just that's a... Now, around that one is so endlessly fascinating, we've developed a great deal of humor around it. Johnny Carson, soon to be former Johnny Carson, says, "I know a man who gave up smoking, drinking, sex, and rich food. He was healthy right up to the time he committed suicide." Groucho Marx said, "In middle age, you go to bed knowing you'll hoping you'll feel better in the morning. In old age, you go to bed hoping you'll have a morning." Robert Benchley said, "I feel fine at 50, except for an occasional heart attack." These identifications are so intense, it's extremely hard to break them. But as you heard, you could feel that it was possible to lift out of them and to see the body as a vehicle. In the East, you see the body as something you have incarnated into, and it's a vehicle that it's like a spacesuit for working on this planet, on this plane of reality. And your spacesuit, I have two cars. One is 19 years old and one's 18 years old. Now, to me, they're new cars because I remember them. But one of them just failed the smog test in California, and I realize now that it's just a car. But to be able to say it's just a body in the same way, because most of us have identified so with the, it's like identifying with your car and somebody says, how do you do, who are you? And you say, I'm a Ford. You know, like I'm an arthritic. You know? Like I have gout. How do you do? I have gout. You know? It's the same thing. You're identifying with the vehicle. I mean, it's a charming old vehicle. It's just falling apart. But I can, with a little tender care, I can keep it together for a little while longer.